The Morning Show with Johnny and Stephanie on 98.3 The Coast, keeping up with all of the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights. It's The Daily Dish.
So Josh Gad tells Pop Culture Magazine that he is not sure if a third Frozen movie is gonna get made. I mean, I actually still haven't seen the second movie, so I don't know how it all went down. But the first one was great, so I can see how, you know, they could be at least in the process of thinking about it. But Josh says, I don't know. I mean, here's the deal. He said, Frozen 2 wasn't Frozen 2 until there was a reason to exist. And similarly, I don't know if when there will be or if there will be a Frozen 3. That's way above my pay grade. But what I can tell you about this is there was an opportunity to take these characters and bring, again, a sense of hope and inspiration. And that is why the team at Disney and I teamed up in the past couple of weeks to do At Home with Olaf. And so the Frozen saga continues, even if it's not necessary in the form of a third movie. But we'll see. If there's always a story worth telling, I'm sure that the incredible team over there at Disney Animation will tell the story one day. So who knows what is going to happen. But looking forward to seeing if that does come about at all. Because, yeah, the people who created Frozen in general were geniuses. Seriously, that movie is such a hit. They obviously were able to create a second one, and kids love it enough, families love it, I love it, that I'm sure they could probably come up with a great idea for a third one. But I feel like once you hit the third one, then you're like kind of pushing it, but we'll wait and see. And Us Weekly says that Lori Loughlin wants actually to return to acting when she completes her prison sentence for bribing college admission officials. A source tells the magazine she would love to return to TV after pleading guilty to charges related to the nationwide college admission scandal. She is an eternal optimist who eventually wants to tell her side of the story. I'm sure she's got a side of her story. Of course, it's probably, I don't know, I don't want to make assumptions, but, you know, obviously most parents want the best for their kids, so she was trying to do that. But obviously we will have to wait to hear her side of things. I don't know if she's going to have a successful acting career after she leaves prison, but hey, Martha Stewart came back from her nonsense, so we'll see what happens. But that's the Daily Dish for today.